Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Woo!
Hello, everybody. This is Humble and Hungry, and I'm your friend, Natalie Pouchet. Welcome back. I am feeling better, I will say. Let's just start the updates now. It's going to be a solo episode, so buckle up. I am feeling better. I updated everybody on Patreon. If you have a Patreon, if you don't, go there now. I basically gave a deep dive into what happened with I took a blood test and it came back negative, but I sort of go into a deep dive on what's going on with me, and also a big fight that Riley and I had. So oopsies, there's that. I feel like all those really, really, really personal things now, I'm gonna have to tell Patreon, because I feel like if you're part of my Patreon, you really are like a sister or brother at this point. And you're going to love me no matter what, and you're going to not hate Riley or not hate me or not hate someone that I talk about. Because, you know, like when you're in a relationship, you really don't want to tell your mom or your brothers or sisters or whatever something about like your husband or wife, because you're like, oh, I don't want them to hate them, you know. But you do anyways, because you just can't hold it back, because you're like so mad in the moment. So that's what Patreon is for me. And not that I don't love you guys any less. I just feel like maybe this is now hitting the masses, and it shouldn't. I shouldn't be telling the masses. But, you know, I have diarrhea of the mouth, so there's that. But I have a little bit more energy now. So just a quick recap. I thought I was pregnant. I was very ill all month, and I ended up taking a bunch of pregnancy tests. They were negative. I went and got a blood test done that was also negative. And my hormone and thyroid test came back negative, or, you know, normal, not negative, normal. So I'm going to go and get basically a second opinion, because I know something is wrong with my body. I know something is up. I've never felt this way before. I feel it. I'm like emotionally, mentally, physically, like all of the things, I feel it. And so I feel like we just have to be advocates, you know, of our own body. And I'm going to go and try to figure out what's going on. I was also telling Patreon that I have a girlfriend who also had similar symptoms and went to the doctor. First one said that she was fine. Second one finally diagnosed her with something. And I don't know what it was. Precisely, so I don't want to say it, but I know they got her on some medication because she was getting really, really bad migraines and whatnot. And so I think it was like a drop in her hormones. So I'm going to go figure this out, because I just feel like I hate feeling like I'm crazy, and I know I'm not crazy. I know I'm not making it up. I know I have physical symptoms of things. I mean, I wouldn't just be throwing up for no reason. Like, even Riley the other day was like, I didn't want to say anything. He's like, but I really thought you were pregnant too, because you have like a little pooch. I'm like, okay, motherfucker. He's like, no, I don't mean to say that like an asshole way. He's like, I just, and I was actually holding my belly because I was like actually in pain. And I did notice that I had a pooch, and it was like something like I couldn't suck it in. And that's when I was like, dude, maybe I really am. Anyways, who knows? It also could have been that I was just gonna have like a raging period, which I ended up having a period for like 2 days, which is also very weird and bizarre, because my period is normally very normal. I am like to the T, to the hour, to the day. And this month was just absolutely bizarre. So anyways, I'll keep you guys posted on that. Okay, Piper's birthday. So it ended up being really cute. We had about, I want to say, 30 adults and 10 toddlers and 4 little babies. It was good. I feel like the party flowed. I don't think I don't think Riley and I, everyone says that we were great hosts, but I feel like we are not the best hosts. I think we are way too anxious and we are way too, we are like good dinner party hosts. I think like a couple, oh my God, I sound like, you know who, but I feel like we're good for like maybe having a couple people over and just like having a small dinner party with like maybe no kids. I think it's like I get way too anxious about, is everyone having a good time? Is there enough food? Is there enough booze? Is everyone, you know, like fed and have something in their hand? Are they bored? I don't know. Is my house a disaster? Like I just feel like I'm way too high strung to throw parties. So, you know, all that money later, just to realize we'll never have a party here ever again. I think we were supposed to have one of the holidays here, like the Thanksgiving or Christmas. I just don't think we can do that. And after everyone left, like I was kind of like ready for everyone to leave by the end of the night, which I love my friends and family, but I was like, okay, we're good. Cause like Riley Piper was exhausted. I think it was like 9 o'clock and Riley was like, I'm going to just take her, go give her a shower and go to bed. And there was still a few people at the house. And so I was like, yeah, maybe it's time. Like and also again, I was like not feeling the best. And at that point I had started my period and I was pretty much like bleeding through super duper tampons every like 45 minutes. So it was just like not the most pleasant thing. And I weirdly also, this is so TMI, I felt like my ovaries, my vagina, like every, like my, I don't know what the scientific word is. I felt like all of that was about to just fall out of my body. Like it felt like so heavy, you know, like if you've ever had a baby and you feel like the baby's about to like come out, that's what it felt like. It was the most bizarre feeling. And I was like that all day. And I was just like this pain down there. It was so weird. And I just like, so I was like having fun, but like I couldn't fully have fun because I just like, I couldn't jump in the jumper because that would, and it was a white jumper. That would not have been pretty. And so I feel bad, you know, like I couldn't like fully like play and be there, but I, you know, we did our best and I feel like everyone had a really good time and it ended up looking really pretty. And we had the princesses there, which ended up being, I talked about it last week. They ended up being really, really good. I have to recommend them because they're really great. It's a bunch of different princesses. It's called Happily Ever After here in Orange County. They have a bunch of, again, not an ad. They have a bunch of different princesses that you can book for an hour. It was like $150. And they basically come and they give all your like little girls a makeover. And she was so sweet. She like walked into like the Cinderella like ball song. And she taught all the kids how to like do like a, how to wave and how to do a dance. And she like gave her a little crown at the end. It was so stinking cute. The girls were having the best time. And then all the boys were like, ah, screw Cinderella. We're going to go jump. And it was, we had bought like some prince and like knight outfits. And so the boys were dressed up and like were fighting with their swords and stuff for a little bit. So it was very cute. Very, very cute. So that was a success. But if you're interested, in booking them, I highly, highly recommend doing that. So, it was definitely worth the $150. And then we got, you know, the jumper and all that. It was a cute white jumper. I think like per hour was like $100+. I think it was like $300, $309 for a white jumper, which is actually not bad for those. Sometimes those get like way overpriced. And that was like OC Bounce House here in Orange County. So if you're interested, reach out to them. They were really good. Okay. Sorry. I'm like talking now. I have like all this energy. Who am I? God, so weird, huh? The body is so, so bizarre. Okay. I wanted to talk about Piper's. Oh, before I talk about my Piper's birth story, because that's what I want to talk about this week. Because I got a ton of messages during her birthday that I don't think I've ever shared her birth story. So, but before I do that, yesterday I went and got a just like a quick manicure because I pulled off all my nails right before her birthday, like right before. So they were like throbbing during her birthday, but I just couldn't handle it anymore. I was like, they were like hanging on by a thread. And so I got my nails done yesterday and I went into this new place and a guy, I don't know if you guys have ever had a guy do your nails, but he was a very good looking guy. Like by good looking, he was hot. Like he's actually really hot. And I don't mean this like in a, ooh, I would like totally do him kind of way. It was just like a really good looking, like a Vietnamese dude. He was like bald with like muscles and a nice watch and really manicured hands. And like, and I was like, oh my God, I am so embarrassed by how disgusting my nails are. And I had a moment where I was like, this is embarrassing. Like, this is actually embarrassing. Like, I don't know if I really want you to do my nails. And so he like starts to like just have at it at my nails. And I'm like, oh my God. And like, he had like really masculine hands. And you know, like I just got like a mani, like a gel manicure. And so he's like massaging my hands. And like, I was like, oh my God, this should be like a business. Like men have Hooters. We should have like a place called like Buff Nails, you know, like a bunch of buff dudes are like doing your nails and giving you a pedicure. I don't know. I'm just an idea, although it is kind of embarrassing when you have like like a ratchet as toes and like, you know, calluses on your feet. And it's just an idea, but like maybe it's like a bunch of dudes with like really good music and maybe it's like kind of like a cool vibe with like mimosas. I don't know. Is this just ridiculous? I don't know. I felt like I was really loving it. Like in the beginning, I was kind of embarrassed. And by the end, I was like totally loving it. I'm like, this is amazing. And then at the end, he's like, damn, like your nails look really good. And I was like, yes, they do. No, he said something. He didn't say really good. He said something like I nailed that or something. I don't know. He said something like that. I was like, yes, you did. Yes, you did, sir. You cutie patootie. Yeah, I'm just glad he was on my nails and not my feet because my feet are just like, I mean, I'm a walking callus at this point. I don't know what's happening with me. I'm like a horse. You'd think I walk around barefoot all day. It's just ridiculous. So working on that. Okay, let's pivot a little bit. Let's talk about Piper's birth story. So taking you back to 2019, I was working with Heather Dubrow, right? And I was right about to, okay, I was about to take my maternity leave. And it was literally my last day. So I had been, by the way, leading up to that, I had been very stressed, really overwhelmed with like just the amount of work and things that had been, just politics that were happening sort of internally within the position and, just feeling very overwhelmed, very, insecure really about just like the position and what was going on and just like just so emotionally taxed because I knew that I was about to give birth and I was just like I just didn't know what was going on with, you know, like my relationships and this and that and whatever. And so mind you, you know, when you're about to give birth, you're also just very overwhelmed in general because it's a lot. Like you're about to bring in, especially with your first, right? You have no idea what you're doing. You know, you're working I was working a full-time job. I was huge and tired and, you know, emotional. Just, it's so natural. It's so okay. And so I was working up until like the very last moment. It was about 10 o'clock where I like closed the computer and it was like my last day. and I was about to take 2 weeks off because I had I was only going to take about 2 week maternity leave, just to sort of get things ready and prepared. And although I was pretty much ready, I was just like going to take a little bit of time off because I'm not kidding. At that point, I had been, you know, we were working on different shows, different concepts. We were podcasting on that show. We were doing so much, and I was also getting, you know, the other person ready to do take on my tasks, right? Because I had worked there for 8 years. I had never taken time off before. So I was really having to sort of hand over the reins, which was a lot of stuff. And so, yeah, so it was about 10 o'clock at night and I closed the computer and I'm like, okay, like this is it. And I'm not kidding you, it was like a movie. The second that I was like about to like relax, I start to get the gnarliest cramps and the craziest like pains in my back and in my belly and my vaginal area and my ass. And I was like, oh, okay. I heard that you feel like you want to go use the restroom when you feel these pains. And so I went and I was like sitting on the toilet and I was like, okay, nothing's happening because your body naturally wants to get rid of everything, right? So you use the restroom many times to like sort of get everything out because you're ready to sort of push. And that's the natural, you know, symptoms and the natural sort of progression of how the body works, right? So I'm sitting there and I'm like, okay, I'm going to start timing this because clearly this is like way more, you know, extensive than any other pains I've ever had. And so I was going from like, you know, I want to say like 10 minutes to like 9 to 8. And so it was like midnight at this point. And then from midnight, it was like 2 o'clock. And I was like, it was getting a little closer. And I was like, oh shit. Okay. I think it's happening. I wasn't packed at that point, which was so silly of me. Cause then like I had things sort of like set out, but like packing while you're having, you know, all those cramps and, you know, you're going through all of that whole process is like the worst thing you could do. Cause at that point you're like, when you're mid cramping, you're like, oh shit. And then like, it finally goes away and you're like, okay, get everything done. Throw everything in there. And like, you get in like another one. You're like, oh fuck. Like you're like, you can't do anything. You can't move. You can't breathe. So once it started getting closer, I was like, Riley, get your ass get your ass in the car, we're leaving. And he's like, okay, I gotta take a quick shower. And I'm like, the fuck you do? And I had to pack for him, but he took a shower. And I, you know, you had this idea like, oh, I'm gonna have makeup on, I'm gonna have my hair done. Oh hell no, I looked so disgusting. I never even got my nails done. I think I had 2 missing nails. It was like so gross because I was, you know, I had just taken, I was about to take my maternity leave. So I was going to do it on Monday. I was going to like go get everything done and go. Yeah, right. So ladies, get your nails done beforehand. So I was like, okay, like this is it. Here we go. So get in the car and it's like, I think like 4, maybe like 3:30 at this point, almost 4. We go to my hospital and sure enough, my doctor is, and I did call my doctor, who was not on call at that time. And so I had to get another doctor to, do the surgery because I had already planned a C-section. And so I get there and now I'm like kind of freaking out because I'm like, shit, you know, I really wanted my doctor to, you know, do the C-section on me because we had, you know, sort of talked through, what we were going to do. We were talked about like, okay, well, if I can, you know, birth naturally, will we try that? And, you know, if I can't, then, because everyone in my family basically had C-sections. And so the chances of me having one were greater. And so we had just like this sort of this whole plan. And then sure enough, you know, it's like the middle of the night and I'm having these contractions and I'm like, ah, God, like, just get this baby out of me. So we get there and they, you know, they check me, and sure enough, my contractions are like now, like, you know, 2 minutes apart and 1 minute apart, whatever. So they were like, okay, let's get her in. So I think at that point they, get me into the gown, and Riley's, you know, getting into his gown, and like, we're so nervous, and he's like holding my hand, and he doesn't even know which way the gown goes and the booties. And he's just like taking videos of like me during contractions and like making all these faces and like thumbs up and like so awkward. And I'm like, I fucking hate you. Like, this sucks. And we're like laughing, but scared, and like, holy shit, like our lives are about to change. And so they roll us in, and it's, they're playing some like oldies, and it was awesome. And you know, my biggest fear to them, I was like, my biggest fear is that I feel everything. I'm like, please don't let me feel anything. I was like so nervous. And you can tell he was nervous, because like I asked him, like, I'm like, tell me a story, talk to me, like I was like, I need you to like talk to me. I don't know like what's happening right now. And so they're sort of talking you through it, and everyone's like, you know, it's really early. It's like at this point, like 4:45, and everyone's coming in, and like the first one on their shift, and you know, everyone's like talking, making jokes, and I am just like shitting bricks. Like, they're about to completely rip open my insides. Like, anything could go wrong. I'm just gonna like breathe and relax and just like try to be in the moment. And you know, they give me the whatever it's called, propofol, I don't know what it's called, but they basically like make you numb from, oh sorry, they gave me the epidural in my back, in your spine. So you basically are like completely bent over, which is kind of uncomfortable because you have a big ass belly, you know, in between your legs, and you're like completely hunched over, and if you move, you can go paralyzed. You're like low key not trying to freak out about it. And so they give you the epidural, and then they lay you back down, and then finally you basically can't feel anything from, you know, your chest down. And so it can sometimes feel like an elephant is sitting on your chest, because it's like kind of hard to breathe. So it's a lot of different wild like emotions that are going on, you know. And so so now we're in, I don't feel anything, and they also are giving me, you know, this sort of drip to make sure that I don't feel anything. And so they are constantly like checking in on me, like, hey, how are you feeling? Like, can you feel this? Can you feel that? If you can feel this, let me know. Which I started to, because I think the procedure went on longer than it should have, which I'll explain. They ended up giving me a little bit more, but so that all this music is going on, I'm telling Riley, like, you know, talk to me, tell me a story, what's happening. They're talking to me too, like, okay, you know, we're getting there. We see the baby, we see, you know, the sack, we're doing this. And I'm like, holy shit. And then finally, and you feel the pressure, you feel them sort of rumbling around in your belly. Like, you feel that shit's happening. You just can't feel like a pain, if that makes sense. So it's just like a really, like, you just feel like, I mean, you feel like you're there in your organs, you know? Let's be real. And so they finally, you know, take the baby out, and you're like so out of it, and you're like, what's happening? And the baby's all bloody and like weird looking. And they, you know, asked Riley if he wants to cut the umbilical cord, which he didn't. He didn't like that. He didn't like it. He felt like it was so weird to like cut it. I don't know, whatever. So they cut it. He cut, I think, like the fake one. He didn't want to cut the real one. And so then they bring her over, and they put her in our arms, or my arms. And it was like the most wild thing ever. And I have to say, I wasn't like, oh my God, I'm so in love. For me, it was like, this is very weird. Like, it was just bizarre. Like, this is what's been in my belly. And like, I couldn't really like grasp it, because I was sort of out of it. Which again is totally normal if you don't have this like out of body experience of like, oh my God, I'm so in love with you. It's fine, ladies. It's fine. You will grow to love them. It's okay. You're not a bad mom. You're not a bad person. It is an overwhelming feeling of emotions. And so just go with the flow. So I had this moment of like, wow, this is so bizarre. This is so weird. And then they, you know, gave him back. She was about 5 pounds, 5 pounds, like 2 ounces, 3 ounces, like that. And she was just so tiny, so, so tiny. I mean, granted, I'm tiny too, but, yeah, she was so little. And, you know, then what happened was, I had way more blood, like little blood vessels along where the C-section line is than they anticipated. And so I bled a lot and I kept bleeding. And so they pretty much had to, I was in there like, I think an hour or two longer than I should have, just because of how much blood I had. And so they had to really like sew me up and make sure that I wasn't going to, hemorrhage. And so I was just in there for a little bit longer and I was definitely, definitely out of it. At that point, Riley had already left the room. He was having, skin on skin with the baby in the other room. And that's when my whole family was able to go in with him. I guess Riley was like so nervous. My mom said that he like was holding her and like didn't really like even offer to like have anyone else hold her at first. he was like so nervous, and like you should see like the pictures. He's just like so nervous. And like I wish I would have been able to like see that side, but thankfully we have videos. But but then finally, you know, obviously everyone had their moment with her. But then they roll me back in to the room, and I was shaking like crazy, which is so normal. It's like those post pregnancy shakes where you're just like so, so shaky, which they did say to put your hands, I think in like cold water or something. I have to look that up. There was a couple of things. I mean, thank God for TikTok now, but there's a bunch of things I think you can do to get rid of the shakes. But I think one of them was cold water, I think, like on your hands or something. But major shakes, and I felt like I couldn't really appreciate the baby because like I was so out of it still. I was like on so many meds, and they were like, you know, they had me hold her and try to latch for the first time. But honestly, I had zero energy. So I just had her like, I had everyone just like sort of hold her until like I gained my energy back. Which sort of was a bummer, I think, about the whole C-section. I think like when you're, when you do it naturally, a lot of women say that like you're fine, right? Like if you have an epidural, you're numb down there, but you're like present and you're like all there. Obviously every situation is different, but I've just heard that, you know, natural births, meaning, you know, pushing. Okay. You recover quicker in normal cases, and you're sort of able to like bounce back quicker. And I think with C-sections, it's just a massive, massive procedure. So it just takes you a little bit longer. So it took me quite a few days, honestly, to like really get into like the groove of things with her and like her latching. And I wasn't forced to breastfeed, but I wanted to try it. So they brought over the pumps and they were teaching me how to pump. The lactation nurse sort of brought, you know, helped me figure out like how to massage my breasts and how to like, you know, maneuver the nipple in her mouth and everything. It was so crazy. So crazy. And then, you know, I had a few visitors and I had my family come, and Heather did come, and I had, you know, people drop off. I remember like Lindsay Dickout came by and dropped off balloons and flowers, which is so sweet. And I had other friends come by, and it was like, it was so, so nice. But also I was so overwhelmed with everything that like I almost didn't want visitors. And honestly, guys, if you need to be able to verbalize it and say, hey, today's not really the day. Like, I just don't really feel good. I don't feel myself. I don't feel right, or whatever. Like, it's okay to say that. Don't feel bad. And I feel like I was feeling bad for saying like I just didn't want people around, because I was just still very uncomfortable. I was just not all there. And then I was there, I think I was there for a full 5 days. And so by like the fifth day, I think by like the third day, I was actually able to like sit up and stand up, because with the C-section, you know, they ask you to like really not do much. And I had bought this like belly band thing from Amazon, and the hospital also gives you everything. Please don't overpack. You don't freaking need anything, honestly. Like, bring your good pajama. Like, bring the, if you're gonna have a C-section, the ones at Target that are just like a long pajama that button up in front, that's what you need. They're like butter soft, and underneath you'll have like some like really yummy granny panty, also at Target, buttery soft underwear. Because you're going to bleed still. This is all very TMI if you don't want to hear this, sorry. But you're going to bleed still. Just because you didn't give birth vaginally does not mean that you don't bleed. Everything still has to come out. So you're bleeding now, and you're like recovering from down there and from the C-section scar. So it's a lot going on. But get really yummy, seamless underwear, and that long buttery button up soft pajama, and you're golden. And some slippers and some yummy soft socks. That's honestly all you really need. They give you everything else. They give you everything for the baby. Have your little outfit, okay, for when you go home, and for the baby for when you go home. But everything else is fine. Bring a charger. Okay, so all right, let me give the list, because now I'm adding things on. Bring a long charger for your cell phone. Bring yummy socks, underwear, and pajamas, and some slippers, because you're gonna walk to and from the bathroom. And like your face wash, right? If you have like a face wash or some wipes, like face wipes, and a little lip gloss, right? A little chapstick. That's always good just to have next to you, because you're going to get very chapped very quickly. And if you feel dirty, grab a, you know, wet wipe, put it under your armpits, wipe your face if you're not ready to go and take a shower yet, because that happens like, I think like day two or three, that you can finally start to rinse off, but you're going to be a little bloody down there, you know? So grab a wipe and clean yourself off as needed. And honestly, that's pretty much it. They have everything else. They have the diapers, you know, they have all the things for the baby. They have everything. They do give you like those sort of rough blankets for the baby. So if you want to bring like a yummy soft blanket for your baby, you can do that. But everything else, don't overdo it. You're good. I mean, if you're that particular, bring your own pillow, but like you really don't need it, or a blanket, like a really yummy soft blanket. But just, you're fine. You're going to be okay. And honestly, that's why you have your spouses or your best friends or your sisters or whatever, whoever's going to be there, that can go home and grab some things for you as needed. But I'm telling you, don't overpack. It's really unnecessary. And then make sure you have, you know, your car seat ready to go, and the car situation ready to go, for when you leave. Now a quick break to tell you about one of my favorite brands. That's Cozy Earth. Thanks to Cozy Earth, honestly, haven't had a better night's sleep in my life, because their comfy sheets are like literally a dream to sleep in. I mean, you guys, we sleep in our sheets for so many hours a day, every single day. Why are we not investing in this? Come on. There are the most comfy sheets, but now they're making the comfiest lounge wear. And that's another thing. We are in pajamas in our in our sheets for more hours than we are in normal clothes. Cozy Earth has developed and crafted high quality goods with responsibly and sustainably sourced materials from the earth. Cozy Earth women's loungewear is crafted from the same breathable and luxurious material as their bedding, and it offers optimal comfort while maintaining a flattering, elegant fit. Plus, Cozy Earth has even been featured on Oprah's favorite list 4 years in a row, and they have a 10-year warranty on all their products. So they have just all sorts of clothing to try on: tank tops, t-shirts, sweatshirts, joggers, even scrunchies. Look, I was talking about this earlier with with pregnancy and giving birth and having comfy clothes, because honestly the last thing you need after giving birth is to be in uncomfortable clothes. And this is definitely a company that you should at least look into. Just go and look at their loungewear. It's delicious, so you don't want to miss out on this. Go to Cozy Earth. They're providing us an exclusive offer for my listeners today. 35% off site-wide when you use code HUMBLE. Go to CozyEarth.com and use code HUMBLE for 35% off site-wide. You are so welcome. Bombas' mission is simple. Make the most comfortable clothes ever and match every item sold with an equal item donated. So when you buy Bombas, you are also giving to someone in need. Bombas designed their socks, shirts, and underwear to be the clothes that you cannot wait to put on every day. Everything they make is soft, it's seamless, it's tagless, and has a cozy feel. There's a pair of Bombas socks for everything that you do, and they come in tons of options like comfy performance style made with, you know, that sweat wicking yarns, which means that your feet basically stay cool with the rest of when, like, your rest of your body is basically like sweating up a storm. And Bombas no-show socks are designed for comfort while being especially engineered to never fall down, because you know how annoying that gets, right? When you're like walking and they're like pushing down and you're like, god dang, and if I have to go in there and stick my finger in my sweaty foot and lift the sock, you guys know what I'm talking about. These socks don't do that. Also, Bombas t-shirts are made with thoughtful design features like invisible seams, soft fabrics, and the perfect weight so that they hang just right. Because, you know, some guys are very particular about their shirts and they're like, they don't like the tag. They want it to be a certain, they're like worse than children sometimes. And Bombas has that for your picky ass husband, ladies. Bombas underwear is so breathable and fits so well. It feels like you're wearing nothing at all, in honestly the best way possible. And did you know that socks, underwear, and t-shirts are the three most requested clothing items at homeless shelters? That's why Bombas donates one for every item you buy. I love this so much. So far, Bombas customers like you have helped donate over 50 million items of essential clothing. I just love companies that are not about making money, right? This is like, we want to help people. We want to help bring a great product to you, but we also want to help the people that are less fortunate. And I love companies with an ethos like this. So go to bombas.com/humble and use code HUMBLE for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/humble and use code HUMBLE at checkout. That's bombas.com/humble, code HUMBLE.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
At the hospital, they helped me with everything. They taught me how to bathe her, how to give her her first shower. I asked them all the questions. I didn't even know what pediatrician I was going to use. And I ended up, they bring you a pediatrician to your hospital or to your room to check on the baby. And they brought me a few different pediatricians. And honestly, I fell in love with the one doctor. He was so great. And I was like, can you be our pediatrician? He's like, yeah. And I was like, this is amazing. There we go. Check that off the list. Cause you know, you need a few things done prior to, and that was one of them. It was finding your pediatrician. And I was like, okay, I like him. So I felt very at ease. I had a very, easy post, partum as far as like the surgery goes. It was a good recovery. That all that stuff was very, you know, was fine. I got, you know, a few meds to like, you know, ease the pain, which kind of helped, not gonna lie. And then I ended up breastfeeding and pumping for about 3 months. Because, you know, shit hit the fan with my job. So I sort of lost milk production because I was just so stressed out. So I stopped breastfeeding after 3 months. But I will say, up until then, it was very stressful. It was a lot, I have to say. Very, very stressful having to breastfeed. So if it's not for you, that's okay. Don't be shamed by it. If you can do it, awesome. You know, freeze that milk. I know that when she got sick, I would give her, you know, that breast milk that I had, or when she had her little dry skin or dry scalp or her little bumps, I would put on the breast milk and I would just sort of shoot it on there or grab the, you know, stuff from the freezer and put it on. It was so good for her. I did have a sleep consultant. So if you guys want her information, reach out to me. I still have it. I actually still have like the sheets that she gave me, the forms that she gave me. So if you guys need like a little cheat sheet, I will give that to you. If you don't want to go through the entire process, I would recommend going through the entire thing. But if you don't want that, you just want like the one sheet of like, do this, put them down at this time, wake them up at this time. This is like for, to get them to sleep through the night. Like right after they were, I think it was like 3 months, honestly. I think the first 3 months she was with me, and then I transitioned her into her big girl crib because I had the SNU, which I will say the SNU is good, but I didn't have anything else to compare it to. I'm not sure it really makes a difference. I actually didn't care for it to rock her back to sleep. I just liked that it sort of strapped her in. So I liked the strap of the SNU. I didn't like the rocking of the SNU. So if that's the case, then I would say you're probably fine in a regular bassinet. But I don't know, with my second, I already had the SNU, so I guess I'll put her in the SNU. But I mean, God willing, I can get pregnant. Oh God, so stressful. But yeah, I got her into her big girl bed at three. Yeah, she was in the SNU until she was three. No, I got her into her crib when she was 3 months. So I have that form, that sort of cheat sheet of how to get them to sleep through the night. And honestly, she did. She was such a good sleeper. So that worked for us. Yeah, that was basically it. I mean, I guess not a lot of craziness. The craziness for me happened when I found out I was pregnant. I, you know, Super Bowl Sunday, found out I was pregnant on Sunday. On Monday, I bled and I had like chunky blood. And I was like, oh, I'm definitely having a miscarriage. And that's when I went to the ER and I was cramping, I was bleeding. And they admitted me and they did an ultrasound. And then they went in there with that little stick, like the ultrasound stick. And the tech was like, hey, I'm not supposed to tell you, the doctor's supposed to tell you, but you know, you're still pregnant. And I was like, oh my God. And then the doctor came in and was like, yeah, there's still a heartbeat. You have a subchronic hematoma, which means that you have to basically be like bedridden because you can miscarry if you do too much. And the hematoma sort of, if it ruptures, if you will, and it like bleeds, if you bleed through, and then, you know, you can lose the baby. So I had to take it really, really easy, on my body, and which, I really didn't. I mean, I kept working. I kept, you know, doing what I was doing. I really didn't. I just kept working. But thankfully it all worked out. Once I was sort of past that like period, I had a very, I was nauseous and stuff, but I had a very smooth pregnancy, I will say. I think I gained like 30 some pounds. I think I ended up being like 155, 160 pounds by the end of it all. So I think I gained, you know, fair, like normal weight. So like no preeclampsia, none of that. So it was overall a very, very good pregnancy. And I think what also helped was that I was so busy at work that I was focused on working, and I was walking a lot, and you know, I wasn't really working out, but I was just staying active and staying busy. So I think that also helped me. And it was also my first pregnancy, so who knows, maybe my second will be a little different. So that's sort of my birth story. Nothing crazy. I did hear talking about just like my body and how I'm feeling and how you have to be an advocate for your body because I feel like I'm sort of out of it, you know, was out of it this month and whatever. But I follow, you know, Amber Lancaster. She's an influencer on Instagram, and she had a gnarly, you know, life-threatening birth story. And if you haven't heard it, go to her Instagram at Amber Lancaster. Crazy. I mean, the girl went through like the scariest birth. She almost lost her life. He almost, you know, the baby almost lost his life, and he was in the NICU. I mean, it was just so incredibly scary, and she got out of it, and she got through it. And then, you know, later on she talked about how her husband was like cheating on her throughout all of that. And she found out that like even when the baby was in the NICU and she was in the hospital and going through all that, he was like texting and talking to some other. The girl has been through everything. I mean, it's just crazy. And she's the one that Riley actually cooked for at one of the cottages at Lido House. Small world, but she's just so inspirational. She's just gone through so much shit and she's so strong, and then was dating this douchebag guy. I don't even know why I'm telling you her entire story. She's obviously open about it. That's how I know about it. But was dating this like douchebag guy. Anyways, the reason why I'm bringing her up is because she was talking about how she was like, I think like 7 weeks or something pregnant, and she went to the doctor, and her doctor said that she had miscarried and that there was no heartbeat, and that she in her heart of hearts was like, I don't think I miscarried. I really don't think I did. And so she got a second opinion, and the doctor was like, yeah, I don't hear a heartbeat. Like, I think you may have. She's like, let me just try one more thing. And she like put up the volume on the sonogram, and there was his little heartbeat. And it was crazy because she was like, I knew it. And God forbid, you know, I had like gone through with like my appointment of like having like, you know, the DNC, she would have, you know, like ultimately like, you know, not had him around, like he would have been alive. Like, how crazy is that? Like, women, we know our bodies. Listen to your body. Don't always listen to the doctor. Like, shit like that just makes you think twice and makes you feel like, okay, like, we're not going crazy. Just, you know, stick to it, stick to your guns. And yeah, that was just a wild story. And I had been going through my thing, and I happened to hear her say that story while I was getting all these negative results and stuff. And I'm thinking, I don't think, okay, maybe I'm not pregnant, right? But something's going on. So that's sort of what made me feel like, okay, we need to be advocates for ourselves for sure. So anyways, that's my story. That's this week. Thank you guys for, as always, for tuning in, for listening to me, for supporting me. I love you. Please go give me a 5-star. That's, if anything, just go give it a 5-star. You don't have to write anything. Just give it the 5-star, please. Go listen to What the Kids Are Watching with Ryan Bailey. It's our new show where we recap kids shows. And that's it. I hope you guys have a beautiful week. I can't believe it's already October. I hope that we're going to be out of retrograde, guys, in like the next couple of days. So that's exciting. That's very... Things are probably going to be looking up. I'm excited for the holidays. I'm excited for fall. Like, I'm over, you know, this whole summer, the heat. I'm good. Everyone, please stay safe, stay sane. I love you all. Remember, stay humble and stay hungry.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.